Blog Talk Radio.
Many of these inner sight shows are inspired by real life situations, and that's the case tonight. Earlier today, on my travels, as I do every day, I take my walk, I met a friend of mine who is disabled. He has dementia, and it evidently got a little worse, so he has an aide with him now. But we got to talking, and I told him, I said, you know, or I told her, I said, are you helping him? You know, you're his aide. She said, yeah, nice lady, you know. I said, well, I said, make sure nobody puts him in a nursing home, you know. And she agreed with me. I said, nursing homes are horrible. They treat people horribly. They give you no rights. They take all your money. And she totally agreed that people didn't have to be in nursing homes, that they'd be much better off in their own home. And that's what she was doing for my buddy John. Now, fortunately, he and his wife have the money to pay this aid, but otherwise forget about it. You know, he's a former pilot. She's a teacher. They have very good incomes. And, you know, she's in the union. I don't know how much they pay for, but I'm sure that she gets money from that. So they're able to keep John out of the nursing home because of their financial situation. And I got to thinking, what we say is so true. You know, if you have the means to do it, you can do it. And I got to thinking of a title. It doesn't have to be this way. In other words, people don't have to go to nursing home. And this woman agreed with me that the money is there to do it, and it's not being used in the right way. She understood that perfectly. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, this is a great title for a show, that it doesn't have to be that way. People can stay in their own home. Now, what you got to do is, of course, is divert the money. Let it be used in a much better way and mandated and pass a law that it has to be used, that a person must be allowed to remain in their own home. Of course, you know, there's always exceptions. If a person is violent, the state would have the option of going to court and all that and assessing that. But normal circumstances, the person has a right or should have a right to stay in their own home. All the different situations that we deal with, you know, the nursing home, the service dog schools, the accessibility, the enforcement of the law that's not there. It doesn't have to be that way. Sure. If these politicians would wake up and start listening to Inner Sight. Now, I heard on the news today, the number one story on the business news is there's a very bad shortage of housing in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, why? Because people can't afford it. See? This is why you got to remedy that. Reassess the whole housing program. Make it so the agencies can raise money to help people with their housing. And, you know, to be able to get good housing, then it would be affordable.
That's
if people had the money, it would be affordable, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
There's the answer. It doesn't have to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
Politicians are allowing it to be this way.
So we want to
turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Now, when I told this woman, now mind you, this woman is an aide. I don't know where she worked or if she's a nurse or what, but she totally agreed with that, you know, because people realize and they understand that they're going to do much better working for a private person who has the funds available than they are on some damn rotten nursing home. Much better. They're going to be appreciated more. They're going to be able to get a bonus at the end of the year or whatever, you know. They can become friends with the person, you know, and get paid. And you know, friends want to help friends. Here's an extra $20.
Yeah.
Buy the kids something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of situation should exist. And if the funds were there, it would be able to exist. And the agencies would love it because they're going to make money on it. Don't think that the agencies for the blind and disabled won't like this idea. I disagree with that. I bet they're going to love it.
I think they are.
Because they're going to use it as fundraisers. They're going to have us, the disabled, as partners in that, those who want to participate. Your public service announcements that could be created around the fundraising. And people will see directly that this whole idea is benefiting people. They'll be able to see that directly. You know, it's just like an example. I train my dog, Caravelle,
mm-hmm.
as a guide dog. People see that. They see that she's well-behaved at the day for Milton. They saw
mm-hmm.
her in the midst of, what, 20 dogs?
At least.
How well-behaved she was. They see that, and it means something. It's the same idea with the housing and how people don't have to go to these nursing homes. And my buddy John now is proving it. He's got his aide. He's proving it. And I told him, I said, anybody tries to push you into a nursing home, you call me right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So inner sight is there. He happens to be well off. But with our idea, a person wouldn't have to be well off. The money would be there for them. So it works. It's working now in different ways. And it would work if these legislators would wake up and do something about it. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other situations where it doesn't have to be this way. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444, Tom and Michelle, catering. Great food, lunch, dinner, Shelby's Kitchen in Bellport, New York. And once again, we thank everybody who participated in the Day for Milton, all our friends and people. Thank you so much for that. Inner Sight. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Kennedy Realty, and a great supporter of Inner Sight. We thank them so much for that. Islip Cleaners, local here, supports Inner Sight. All right. All of our friends, Silo, of course, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929 on the Silo, and their big ADA celebration coming up about the middle of July. All right. Nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food. And I want to thank Gary for promoting the day for Milton. Dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. 631-484-3085. You can catch him on his Facebook. 484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. And there was a great example of a child whose parents kept him out of an institution. And I'm very proud to say that Inner Sight was part of that. We had Ollie on the show with his dad. And we followed them very closely, anything they needed, any help they needed. And what life Ollie had left, he lived in happiness and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid was always well kept and everything. So it can be done. It doesn't have to be this way, meaning the system, of course.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And we got the Able News in the wings someplace.
Yes, we do.
You got Able?
Well, yes, I do. Hold on. Coming up.
Able News.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com.
Oh, what the heck is going on? I didn't do anything. I just started the other music.
All right. Inner Sight. And thank Angela for helping with the Day for Milton. Thank you very much for that. Inner Sight, yeah. Able News. So it doesn't have to be that way. The system does not have to be the way it is. It'd be a lot better off with some major changes for the better, okay? Now, let me give you some example. Now, you know, we had the Day for Milton. We did it. It was a beautiful event.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't have to be. Michelle was coerced and convinced that she had to send her dog back to the school to get some training. See, it didn't have to be that way. If there was a law, if there were regulations where she could have stood up and said, listen, I don't agree with you. You come to me. You come to the school,
mm-hmm,
where I'm taking these courses, and you observe Milton over there.
That's right.
If not, I want a fair hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You see how that would have protected Milton's life?
Yes.
If that were the case, it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the title of this show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't have that option.
Mm-hmm.
You offend the school right away. Oh, we don't have a dog for you. You know, you go to another school and you get asked the question, did you ever, were you ever turned down by any other school, or did you have a dog from another school? If you lie to them, they get you on that. If you tell the truth, they get you on that. But they're going to contact the other school. It doesn't have to be that way. Put in the regulations. Put in the law. Make it so that people don't have to suffer in that way. How about the people on the waiting list? We'll never get a dog. Doesn't have to be that way. There's a better way to do it if they would listen to Inner Sight and create regulations that would protect people and protect the money that's raised to train the dog. So there's another example in how it doesn't have to be. Meaning, of course, the system that we have to deal with. How about the person who, strange town, disabled in a wheelchair, you know, and they're trying to get around, trying to live their life, or do some things and go out, and, wheel around, and, go to different places. And find that they can't get it. Doesn't have to be that way.
No.
If there was a law, a strict law, an enforceable law, and if there was money raised by the agencies for the disabled to make places accessible, it wouldn't be that way.
That's right.
And, of course, the government is obligated to pay half. You get the agency and the government pitching in and going and contacting these places, monitoring these places, and say, hey, we're going to make you accessible. You know, and you have to accept it. That's the law. If you don't, we will enforce the law. We'll go after your license, whatever form that enforcement takes. That's what you need in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't have to be this way. Why should we suffer because some damn-ass builder didn't build a building right for everyone? We should not have to suffer for that. We didn't do it. We weren't even there. Some other person did it. And the government let it happen. Remember, they got their rules and all that, and their regulations, how it's supposed to be built and all that. Does that include strict enforcement? Person must have accessibility? The answer is no. It doesn't, and it should, because it doesn't have to be that way. And it's another excuse for the agencies to raise money.
Mm-hmm.
We have to raise $1 million to modify a building or several buildings, whatever it may be. And the disabled community can come forward to help raise that money. Because we're going to get something out of it. The damn place is going to be made accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And if any expense is incurred, the disabled person should be compensated. Expenses. So, there it is. It doesn't have to be that way. It is that way because people made it that way. Because people didn't think of us. They didn't want to think of us. So it comes out that we can't get in, many of us, to places. And there's no enforcement. Now, what about that enforcement? Why did they make a law? Now, this law should be enforced all the way down the line. The ADA was not built properly. It should entail nursing homes, service dog schools, accessibility,
mm-hmm.
and every aspect of a disabled person's life. And that's how it should have been built.
You're right.
And it should have been made more powerful. You know, so that people would know that if you're found guilty of violating the law, you're in big trouble. People are going to think twice if they know that's true. You know, I keep thinking of what I went through with Allie. 5 years it took us to bring a case in the court. 5 years. And the guy who did it couldn't even find him. He got away free, the son of a bitch. Nothing happened to him.
Oh, yeah.
How can you expect people to respect the disabled if a guy denies a blind person access on a bus that's supposed to be for the disabled, which makes it worse?
Right.
How can you expect someone to respect you when there's no penalty for that, when there's no protection and enforcement upon the person, the literal person who did it? Doesn't have to be that way. We have to live with the way it is. And that's why we have an inner sight show like this tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't have to be that way. People make it that way. People have made it that way by not strengthening the law that's supposed to be there for us. That's supposed to be the law for the disabled. The big law. Well, I'll tell you something, it's not big to me.
It isn't, no.
And especially after the death of Milton. What did the ADA do for Michelle?
Nothing.
Not a damn ass thing. A federal law. Where were the FBI on the death of Milton? How come they didn't investigate the school? Because there's no link there with that law. There's no enforcement. It's just in name only. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Federal law, that doesn't mean that the FBI are going to come if you call them, if you can't get into a place in a wheelchair or you're denied a guide dog. Doesn't mean a damn thing. They just put a big fancy title on it to appease us. It's really what happened. The only good thing that I see that ever came out of the ADA is the fact that it says anyone can train a service dog.
It does.
And they stopped short there, too. Why didn't they completed? Why didn't they put more in it? Why didn't they elaborate on that? So there you have, doesn't have to be that way. If people would do something about it, stand up, be counted. You know, I heard today that Joe sent firefighters to Canada.
Really?
Yeah. It's good. It's a good thing, right? Well, why doesn't he do it for us? Why doesn't he send fighters for us?
Yeah.
To change all this crap.
That's true.
That we talk about. You know, you never hear of a politician doing something that is going to change the lives in a positive way for millions of people.
That's true.
You never hear about that. You just hear about these little ass money things that they do, and then they look for ways to take it back. My brother tried to get the Flexi card.
Oh.
They told him he's not eligible. He's got to wait till January.
That's so stupid.
I mean, this is the way they operate with us.
I know.
They give you something, but then they look for ways that they can get it back.
That's right.
And their ultimate answer is the nursing home. That's the way they really get it back.
Yes, they do.
Put you in a damn nursing home. Doesn't have to be that way.
No, it doesn't.
The politicians have made it that way. All right, Insight, anybody on the line?
Not that I saw. Let me look again.
Yeah, double check. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. And we'd like to hear from anyone.
Yeah, nobody's on the line. Sorry.
Who feels the same way, or if you feel differently. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll hear that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, my friend John, beautiful guy. I didn't recognize him because he didn't have his dog with him. He has a pet dog, a lab, and we used to go walking all the time, the two of us, you know. But now he didn't have Bailey. Bailey is the dog's name. Didn't have Bailey with him. And when he came up to me, I didn't know who he was. You know, 'cause Bailey automatically knows my dog, you know.
Right.
So we chatted, and then I realized, of course, who he was, and I got the idea for the show.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way. What? What are you babbling
about? No, I wasn't babbling. I said, just really happy that the show is going in the way that it is because I feel the same way. It really doesn't have to be that way. Yeah.
All right, that's enough. So how do we change it? How do we get through to these people? You know,
good question.
We have some people who apparently believe as we do. We got to get those people together,
right?
You know, that it doesn't have to be that way. You know, you got to take one situation at a time. You can't jump all over the place. You know, you got to stay focused. Like when we did the day for Milton, if we're going to do a day for nursing homes, you know, not for nursing homes, but to turn them into accessible housing, you've got to get people who believe in that, who believe that it can work, and will be part of it. Now, that might be an idea to develop.
Mm-hmm.
A day for housing.
That's a good idea.
And we'll tell how what our idea is to get that housing. Get the people out, but you got to get the people lined up who are going to participate. You can't just have 1, 2, 3 people. You got to have a whole bunch of people who see it, who understand it, who believe it. You know? So that's just an idea off the top of my head. And you could do the same thing with accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
People who believe that there should be strict enforcement. But you have to work on it, you have to organize it, you have to really pull it all together. And I think one of the first places to approach is Silo.
Oh yeah.
If they were with us on the day for Milton. Well, approach them with it. See what they think. All right, Inner Sight. And once again, I wanna offer deepest condolences for Brian Baker.
Yeah.
Who passed away, his untimely death, only 43 years old.
That's very young.
Just before we had the day for Milton, and Brian, of course, donated the hall, and his deepest condolences to his family and all who knew Brian. I had the honor of meeting him. I'm so happy that I was able to meet him. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. If you'd like to help, go to the website, innersight.info, I-N-N like Nancy, ERSIGHT.info. We have a PayPal if you're inclined to make a donation. You know, if you believe in what we're trying to do, we are trying to help our country. Now,
there's
no, there's a big housing shortage. That was the number one headline on the business news.
Hmm.
You know, they call it affordable housing.
Exactly.
All right. So that's not helping our country.
No.
Making us look bad, and it's tearing down the country, especially for people who worked and are now living on a fixed income. You know, where they don't just have the kind of money they can throw around and live wherever they want. So our idea of getting the agencies involved and raising money to these agencies to help people with housing, and, of course, turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, that would help the country. Because look at all the money the government will save. Money that can be rerouted and used to help people and do things that
are scary thing,
greatly needed.
I'm sorry.
What?
There's a big thing on the Nursing Home News website. Remember you told me to take a look at that? Well, innovation and uncertainty. Nursing home providers forge new paths. I want to know what those, after COVID, I want to know what those new paths are and what they're taking away or they're giving us. That's what I want to know.
Probably a bunch of bull.
That's what I think it is, yeah. But
if it doesn't turn them into accessible housing, it's a bunch of bull.
It is.
Old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Inner sight and to help our country to change the way things are done, to make it so that every person has an equal opportunity to get a job, to find a job, who's going to become a taxpayer. See, that would help the country.
Yes.
We don't have that now.
No.
Millions of people who cannot find a job because the job is not accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you go through a court and work on all that and take a company to court, there's no guarantee you're going to win. If there was an enforceable law, you would win. And the government would win. Because if you get the job, you're going to pay taxes. So there should be an enforceable law. The agencies and the government should make sure that every place is accessible for every person. And that's not being done today.
No.
So there's another way it would help the country if this system wasn't the way it is now. It doesn't have to be this way. We're not just here for a couple of disabled people on a show. We're here for the whole world. The show goes around the world.
It does.
But we're here to change a system that is archaic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurting people. It's really hurting people.
Yes, it is.
It killed Milton.
That's right.
So it doesn't have to be that way.
It killed my mom. And
Let's improve the country
mm-hmm.
by changing the system and the way people are treated. By turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, by bringing about strict enforcement of the ADA, by including service dogs in the ADA, and by building and constructing every building in this country so that any person can get into it. That's how you would improve this country, because then people could stand up and say, hey, this is America. We're setting the example for every country in the world. We're not doing it now.
Right.
It's a damn disgrace when a blind person can't get on a bus with a guide dog, a bus that has been designated.
Mm-hmm.
To you because you're disabled and you can't get on because of some son of a bitch who gets away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not making this country proud.
No, it isn't.
So this is what the inner sight is about. It's about helping the entire country. Not just one or two people. Because what we want will help the entire country. It'll help everybody.
Excuse me.
What is it?
We have Big Joe on hold waiting for you.
Oh, Joe. All right, let's take a phone call. 213-816-1650. And Joe on the line. Hello. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Suzanne. Hello, Frank. How are you guys doing? Don't tell
Very
me.
Good.
I've already been listening,
good.
So I know. Oh, okay.
Oh, did you want to just listen?
Nope. Oh. What I want to say, what I want to ask, if you make the corporations and the buildings disabled accessible, mm-hmm. how is that in the minds of the American people thinking that it's going to help the whole nation? Because in their minds, they're only thinking that it's going to help the disabled.
Well, they're wrong about that. It's going to help everybody because supposing tomorrow the person who thinks like that, they become disabled.
Mm-hmm.
See how we're thinking of everybody? It'll be there for them. And they'll be able to get in there and try to get a job to support their family or whatever. If they can't get in, how the hell are they going to get a job?
But you know what
There's
that does?
Push.
That triggers the mindset of people who have the same kind of attitude towards insurance, in which they say, well, why should I buy insurance? I'm not going to get sick. I'm not going to get hurt. Why should I spend the money? So the same attitude is going to be towards having accessible entrances for them if they get hurt, because they're not going
to
feel that way.
Well,
so it may help them if, huh?
Yeah. They don't have to buy anything for this. You know, this
okay.
would, the agencies and the government would split the cost in our idea, our proposal. The agencies could use
right.
it as an excuse to raise money. And the government
Mm-hmm. Well, that could be, because a lot of people don't understand taxes anyway, so even if the taxes go up, they won't, they probably won't even know about it, that, you know, that's being designated for something like that.
No, yeah, well, you could probably arrange for tax to go down if the agencies are participating, raising some of the money.
Yeah. Not the way the government works. The government's always going to find a way to spend money and to tax the people. It doesn't matter if they get $20 trillion a year in free money. They'll find a way to tax the people.
Oh, yeah. That'll always be. You're never going to stop something like that. But what I want, what we want to do is equalize everybody. You know, I'm not out to save the whole world. I'm talking about help the country. You know?
I think it's a tough sell, Frank.
What's that?
I think it's a tough sell. I don't think a lot of people would think of it like that.
Well, of course it's a tough sell. No doubt about that. I mean, we know that. We knew it was a tough sale when they built a lot of these places and they made it so people in wheelchairs can't get in, so on and so forth. That's been going on for years, you know.
Yeah.
But
We're
tough, too.
You guys are going to have to be, because nobody gets anything done unless they get together, unless they galvanize.
Exactly.
So unless you have a some kind of real strong coalition behind you, nobody's going to pay attention. All you'll ever get is lip service, tongue wagging, and political theater. Because there's a lot of special interest groups out here, you know, who don't have money, who want their particular agenda to be attended to, but they're not. And that's because they're not strong enough.
We got people together the day for Milton. We did it. It was in many of the newspapers. We had television coverage. We did it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be the same way that we have to orchestrate these other things. You know, the housing, the accessibility, the enforcement of the ADA. I was talking about that earlier. You have to get people together who are going to be strong and stand up, just like they did for the day for Milton. They saw it was horrible what happened, and they came and they participated. And I think we're closer than ever to getting that.
Yeah, it'll be a good thing if it does. I had my show, as I told you guys some time ago, I was going to start a show, and I did. And a few weeks ago, I had a show about political corruption and what the answers would be and the solutions. Nobody came up with any real solutions. You know, they all talk about what we have to do, what we should do, and the general principles, but anything with regards to specific plans as to how to get the bastards out of Congress, how to enact laws that would be helpful. Nobody had any real substantial plans or methodologies to offer.
Oh, Inner Sight does. We have that. We know what has to be done, and we know how to do it. The politicians are not doing it. They're holding back on it. You know? We've met with them, too.
Yeah, we do.
So,
how long ago was that? How long ago was that when you met with them?
Met with my congressman a little over a year ago. Met with my state senator several times. Two state senators, in fact. Met with her more recently, the new one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They don't give one
damn. That's what I'm talking about.
You know? Yeah. So, we got to try to push it through in a different way.
Sure do.
Yeah.
We're being seen, though. Well,
all right.
Yeah.
I just came on to find out what was going on with you guys. Now I know. Okay. Well, good luck, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll let you know.
All right.
Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You know, a lot of people in history who invented a lot of good things were labeled as crazy or off their rocker and all that. So let Inner Sight be labeled like that. We're in good company.
Yes, we are.
All right. We're in very good company. I mean, who was it? There's so many of them. I think Benjamin Franklin, Jefferson was, to mention a couple of them.
Yeah.
Who were misunderstood and labeled and said, you're crazy, you can't do that. So, I'm not afraid of it.
Neither am I.
Because I know that Inner Sight is right.
Mm-hmm.
What do we want? The simple, everyday things that everybody else takes for granted. That's all this is. You know, don't stand in our way. Give us the tools. Give us the enforcement. It doesn't have to be this way, the way it is now. It can be a much better way.
That's true.
We can change it. And again, we proved that we can get people together with the Day for Milton. We just got to have a good cause, a good reason to get people together. And this success, this housing thing, seems like a good reason right now.
Yeah. Because they're cutting back on housing.
How do you make housing more affordable? Simple answer, you know.
Mm.
You get people money.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get them the money? Let the agencies raise the money. Let the government put up half of it. How much are they spending now on housing in this country? This whole damn housing situation got to be billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying there's no housing. That means there's something wrong with the way they're doing it.
Yeah.
We got a better way to do it.
That's right. And get taxpayers. You know.
Let these agencies for the blind and disabled start raising money to help people with their housing. And let the government put up half. And turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. You've got there, you have a plan how the money can be raised. You have places that can undergo change in becoming accessible housing. And you have people that can be helped by putting them in that accessible housing. You've got to get the cooperation of the Congress, because you're going to have to pass the law to make this happen. So there it is. If it doesn't happen, it's not going to be our fault. That's the damn answer. Because we want it.
Yeah. We should have had it. Let's go back that way. We should have had it already.
Let's put it together. Put together, exactly. Start working on it.
I started recording a video, but I had to, you know, learn more about what to do with the new software that I have.
Emphasize the housing.
I will.
Turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep a person in their own home with all the help that they need.
Right.
Let the agencies and the government split the cost. You know? There's a good video right there.
Mm-hmm. You might have to give me that again.
Oh, come on. Wake up.
So wake up.
And then you can, you know, find a place and talk to some people.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to Silo, and let's see if we can set up a day for housing. Centered around where you're going to get these housing units from, centered around the nursing homes.
That's right.
That's where you're going to get them from. Hook the two together. That's what I'm going to be doing.
Can't wait to do that, actually.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And once again, you know, we'd be happy to anyone out there who's trying to keep a loved one out of a nursing home, struggling with that, if you need help, call us. We'd be happy to do what we can. All right, the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. It doesn't have to be the way it is. If enough people want to change it, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to change. Enough people wanted the day for Milton, including a lot of newspaper editors.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how they're going to jump on this thing for housing? And
nice.
Put the nursing homes right in the damn ass middle of it. We don't need nursing homes. We need housing.
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
So there you have it. Inner Sight has just given birth to a new idea.
Yes.
That's how we got the day for Milton.
And I wrote that here. Similar to the day for Milton, and I wrote a day for housing. But I want to write what you said before. It sounded good.
Day for housing.
Mm-hmm.
And the first sentence is how you explain where you're going to get the housing from. You don't have to incur any building costs. The buildings are already there.
Right.
Renovate.
That's it.
That's what has to be done. Renovate these places and liberate the people. Put them in their own home. But you got to pass a law.
Oh, yeah. You're
not going to be able to do this without passing a law. If you can get enough people together, you might be able to get the attention of Congress. And now's the time to do it because all these jackasses want to be president.
It's the truth.
Let's see if they're going to do something.
Yeah, they should do something now.
Well, now's the time to organize it.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to Silo and see what they think.
I think that's a great idea.
All right, in sight. You know, this show gives birth to ideas. Some of them are really good, too.
Yeah, I know.
That's why being on here is the place to talk about what's going on. It's like Joe just said, nobody had any solutions. We do.
Yeah, we do.
We got the damn solutions. The politicians don't want to listen to us.
They make more money from nursing homes. That's why.
And we're looking to save them money.
That's
we're not
true.
Asking for money. We're trying to save the government money. Designate these agencies. Let them start raising the money. Change their mission statement. Do what you got to do. So, yeah, you have a great idea. Let's see who would stand up with us. I mean, we know a few people. There's got to be more.
Of course.
Got to be more. You know, then it becomes, do you want to be the first nursing home to be turned into accessible housing and go down in history?
Mm-hmm.
Appeal to somebody that way. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right, Inside, we'll be with you tomorrow night. We got the funnies. Dennigan will be here. Louie. Sweet Pepper Treat. We got the whole gang tomorrow night, and we're going to match up Louie with the love of his life from Able News.
That's going to be fun.
All right. In a sight, I want to thank all for listening, all our callers and friends, and once again, everybody, thanks for the day for Milton. God love you for that, man.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
Suzanne, engineer, and...
You're welcome.
With us tomorrow night, 8 to 9, live on Inner Sight, because Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank you so much, 120,000-plus listeners, and you can see us on Amazon, hear us on Amazon. We're working on that to improve that. We'll let you know what happens with that.
No,
Inner Sight, goodbye, world, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.